This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The business of America is small business. Gene Marks joins me. He is the small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, the UK edition and the US edition. And both the UK and the US are now debating, is this a recession? Can we avoid a recession, aka soft landing? What does the Federal Reserve mean to me? Well, we're going to take it to small business. And Gene travels the country talking to small business associations, and people watch very carefully, because I've learned from Gene over these years that small businesses pick up on trends first. Gene, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. There are layoffs. There are also small businesses looking for employees. These would seem to be directly contradictory. Are they?
They're really not. And I'll tell you something, John, as we've spoken in weeks past, I mean, the economy, to me right now still remains relatively strong. If you ask any small business owner how they're doing right now, you're going to hear that they're doing fine. I was just at a conference, yesterday in Minneapolis, where there were 200 representatives from, distributors and manufacturers in the, heating and air conditioning industry. And they supply services and products, both commercial and residential, and they're booming right now. They're still busy. So that's all good. It's just that everybody is, they're looking out in the future now, because that's what smart business owners do, and they're looking 6 months ahead, and they're like, all right, they're seeing some clouds on the horizon. So they're getting, some concern. Now, some of those issues are already hitting the tech industry. We've already seen that there are a bunch of layoffs, particularly in larger tech firms, over in, in Silicon Valley. They're being hit by the market. And that really shouldn't surprise anybody because, for years, John, the cost of capital has been so low, like zero, that raising funds and investing in all sorts of crazy ventures was an easy thing to do for a lot of venture capital firms over in Silicon Valley. And hey, let them invest in 100 companies with the hope that two of them turn into something. What do they care if the cost of capital was low? Well, the cost of capital is no longer as low. Bond prices are going up. The interest rates are on the rise. The markets themselves are reflecting that. People are pulling their money and now looking for other vehicles to invest in. So the tech companies are starting to see a softening in their industry. So they're laying people off. To me, John, though, if you're running a small business, and even if you do see things starting to slow down, later on this year, and I do think they will, I'm telling you, John, it's an opportunity. And you mentioned earlier that even though we're hearing of a slowdown, businesses are still hiring, particularly small businesses. The NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Businesses, they talk to small businesses and do a monthly survey, and their members are saying they're short of people and they're looking for people. This is the time to keep your eyes open, because the bigger companies in a slowdown, they're going to be laying people off. They couldn't do it during COVID because that would have been really bad PR. But, the economy slows down. You can expect to see some layoffs of big brands all across the country. Great opportunity for small businesses to snap up some talent, because it's a big problem that we're trying to face.
We're looking at a list that Gene brings to my attention of small business, of layoffs by businesses. The word small is challenging here. Peloton is now a small business after dropping in its net asset worth from, I think, in excess of $50 billion to around $6 billion. That's in the news, though. We know that.
Right.
What this list also includes, there are a number of companies I'd never heard of that are novel ideas that clearly have been the darlings of venture capitalism. They're young employees. They will find other work. And so It really isn't layoffs in the way we think of in the 20th century, when whole mills would close down and the neighbor who would lose its paychecks. These are highly portable jobs, if I read them correctly.
Yes.
And you can move from a mortgage lender with a better idea to a fast food organization with a better idea, to someone who aggregates products on Amazon with a better idea. You can make that move very quickly, and you can work remotely. So there is the puzzle, Gene. Are these really layoffs, or are we adjusting to post-pandemic? Can we tell?
Well, it's a combination of the two, but you know, like 2 points on that, John. First of all, great observation that you make. You know, the a downturn will definitely turn some of these larger businesses into small businesses. They'll add to the number of small businesses in this country. But when you look at, you know, the jobs that you mentioned are it is so true. You have a lot of those skilled workers that are out there that they're working for one tech firm in Carvana, for example, right, that sells cars somehow over the internet, and they had a layoff. So what are those employees going to do? That they can turn around and work for a financial services firm or a mortgage firm or for a, like you said, for like, you know, at the headquarters of a fast food firm. And, you know, the world has changed a lot since the last time we were looking at recessions, because, you know, remote working and flexibility is so much more widely accepted that you can have these workers that are, you know, in California and they can take a job with a company in Atlanta, you know, or Miami and still get the work done. So I'm not really worried about those workers. I think they do have those skills. And I'm telling you, man, there are small businesses all around the country that just, they're desperate for skilled workers. They're, you know, they want to snap up those people. And I think that, you know, a downturn is going to provide some opportunities for those businesses that have some money to spend.
You are the road warrior. You are the business traveler. Bloomberg features a piece saying that executives are choosing FaceTime over Zoom. That would show up at the airports. Do you see the traffic increasing, Gene? Do you see them putting more planes on the popular routes?
Yeah, there's no doubt that travel has rebounded. I mean, as of last week, the TSA has reported that travel is now at a 90% level of 2019. So we still have a way to go to hit the same time of 2019. But there's no doubt that it's rebounded. And like I said, John, you know, again, the example that I gave, I'm speaking in Minneapolis yesterday. Again, more than 200, you know, HVAC people, heating and air conditioning people from all over the country. You know, these are CEOs or managers of companies, and you know, they want to get out there and meet people. And it's the same thing with meeting up with customers. They've always wanted to be going back to these conferences. The reason why a lot of these conferences weren't happening was because the large corporations, the sponsors, they were afraid of liabilities sending their employees there. So they pulled their sponsorships during COVID. And when, you know, the sponsorships pulled out, a lot of these conferences just couldn't happen. But it's the members. It's the people running small businesses. You know, they've been wanting since April of 2020, they've been wanting to get out there and still have face-to-face time because they know how important it is. And, you know, now we're seeing the effects of that. And Bloomberg is reporting that travel has rebounded, and it certainly has. And we'll continue to see that. Airlines will recover. Hotels will recover because, you know, business gets done when people meet people face to face.
Trade shows, Gene. Have you heard of rebound in trade shows? I've been invited to and then disinvited to several trade shows these last years because of the concern about the virus. We know that Omicron is in the land. We know that people, four times vaccinated people, are getting Omicron. Do you hear a startup date for the big trade shows again?
Well, it's not a startup day. They've already started up. I mean, the most of the major trade shows, a perfect example is the SEMA, the Specialty Equipment Manufacturers Association, has a giant trade show every year in Las Vegas. They had to cancel it, I think, 1 or 2 years in a row because of COVID, but they're back this year in November. And that's one example. I mean, you know, I was at the Connex show in Long Beach, California 2 weeks ago. It was a giant show at the Long Beach Convention Center. They're back up in action. Most of the big trade shows are back, John. What I'm seeing, though, is attendance is less because a lot of the trade shows are offering virtual options as well. And, you know, there's still some people that are hesitant to travel, depending on where you're from, you know, and what your attitude is towards COVID. So the shows are back, but they're not seeing the same attendance that they saw back in 2018 and 2019. But I believe that will recover as well. If you're in the trade show business, it's like I always said, you know, when people are like, you know, how do I get a hold? How do I market to small business owners? How do I get their attention? I'm like, you know, if there's one thing I know about small business owners, you know, if they're going to leave the office, if it's not to go and coach their kids' little league game, they're going to go to their industry trade show because that's really important. So those business owners, they're back and they're going. And those trade shows themselves, they are back in force.
You have taught me to watch the home builders because new homes or rebuilt regular homes or existing stock create a lot of business for small businesses in the area and across the nation. So you bring to my attention home builder comments from April. Dallas, quote, interest lists are shrinking or buyers are truly pausing. San Antonio, traffic has been cut in half since the hike in rates. And I start there because Texas is a hot market. We go to Philadelphia. Between higher interest rates and higher sales prices, along with gas prices and a volatile stock market, we're seeing a pullback in our sales. Indianapolis, which is moderate compared to the coast, traffic has significantly declined and people have paused on moving forward with purchases. So there is a hesitation in one of the generators of growth.
There is, you know, but like any metrics that we look at, we always have to, you know, compare it to a benchmark. The National Association of Home Builders, you know, Home Building Sentiment Index, which I love to look at every month, has been at just all-time historical highs since, like, you know, midway in 2020 during COVID. It's been an incredible year for the construction industry. A lot of people moving, a lot of people wanting to buy, a lot of household wealth being built up, mortgage rates still incredibly low. They had some really good times. Now it's slowing a little bit. You know, and we know the reasons why. I mean, interest rates are starting to go up again and household wealth is starting to decline and people are getting concerned. Obviously, inflation is having an impact and prices of these houses, some of them are going up so high to be like out of reach for particularly first time buyers. But, you know, when you look at the home builder sentiment for the NAHB, John, it's still really high. I mean, you know, it's significantly higher than it was for, you know, the years past, over the past decade. So even though it's, you know, it had to plateau at some point. And so it has plateaued and it's shrinking a little bit. And a lot of these builders are saying, OK, it's not, you know, it's not as great as it was a year ago. But, I'm not panicking about the home building or the construction industry. I don't think there's going to be any kind of a fallout in that industry, but I do think that things are going to come down a little bit from, you know, back down to earth again when it comes to the pricing and the demand for new homes because of some of these other factors that are impacting buyers' decisions.
Gene Marks writes for the Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, as well as our hometown newspaper, the Philadelphia Inquirer. We're headed to Philadelphia next, and a piece that Gene posted about how to care for small business workers with child and dependent care. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.